Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and welcome. It is so wonderful to connect with you. I hope this finds you doing well and continuing to put in the positive and really working on celebrating everything you can, really, you know, celebrating life around you. You know, when we stop and really think about it and we really stop and just look at life around us, it's really freaking beautiful. I mean, the sky, the ocean, you know, wherever you're located, but the mountains, I mean, when we really stop and look, even the trees and the birds, it's just, we really live in such a beautiful world. And, you know, I know for some people, maybe even a lot of people, they start to really overlook that stuff or take it for granted. And I gotta say, you know, going through my injury when I was injured for so long, almost 7 years, you know, wheelchair, walker, cane, bed, all of that, to me, one of the things that as I started getting out more, I just was like, oh my God, just falling in love with every piece of outside and how green the grass was and how green the trees were. And it didn't really take effort. Like I wasn't trying to fall in love with it. It was just so freaking beautiful. And of course, a lot of people would say to me, well, that's because you were just grateful to have your life back. And I would say, you know, that change started on the inside, and that's what, of course, helped me heal. So that's where the change really, really ultimately starts. And so I hope you have been finding ways to just celebrate and enjoy. I know for me this past week, it feels like so many people around me have had birthdays. You know, every time I look up another day, it's another friend's birthday, and I love it. I mean, any reason to celebrate the people around me and enjoy and connect. You know, a lot of times it's virtually these days through Zoom or whatnot, but any reason to connect and celebrate others and enjoy is a good one, you know? And it's also was just a few days ago, it was my niece's 8th birthday. And she's, I gotta say, she is my favorite niece. And I say that for two reasons, really. One, because she's just so wonderful. She's so sweet. She's precious. I mean, and she got her ears pierced for her birthday, and she's so excited. And so that reason is just because she's so amazing. And second, she's my favorite because she's also my only niece. And so I have 6 nephews also, and they're all my favorite as well. I don't know. I love my nieces and nephews. Thank God that my brothers and sisters are all really good parents. And so I am ending up with some really fantastic nephews and niece. And I love it. I love watching them and seeing them grow up. It's really beautiful. So, you know, that said, whether you're celebrating a birthday or celebrating life, I hope that you're finding some way to just celebrate or enjoy or an excuse to get together and connect with people virtually or whatnot, and really just connect and laugh and enjoy and celebrate life. You know, that's what life's all about, you know, celebrating, connecting, enjoying, living your best life, feeling just healthy, happy, and alive. And so on that note, as far as happy, healthy, and living your best life to its fullest, let's go ahead and dive into today's episode. Now, my volunteer today, her name is Julie, and you're absolutely going to love her. She has really great insight, really great self-awareness, and just a sweetheart, but she does have some major things going on with her health. And as I begin to work with her, chances are the patterns are going to resonate with a lot of people. Likely during this episode, you'll find at least one, if not more, patterns that might come up for you. And so my biggest suggestion to you is just kind of note if there are any patterns that also come up for you that are the same as today's volunteer, so you can work on releasing them proactively to shift your energy, your health, your life in a positive way. And so that's what we're going to be doing, is we're going to be looking at shifting out some of the negative and also bringing in some really powerful positive programming as well. And so that's where we're going. Again, our volunteer's name is Julie, and you're just going to love her. Let's go ahead and dive in. Hello, Julie?
Yes.
Hi, it's wonderful to connect with you.
Wonderful to connect with you.
Thank you. Thank you. And so what's going on with you today?
I contacted you because I have lung cancer and I'm trying to work through whatever the emotional issues are that are tied with that.
Okay. Okay. And that's okay. All right. And I actually just pulled up your form and I see that here. So you have lung cancer. And then also, just to clarify, okay, so it also says a note, upper back and extreme fatigue from MS. So do you also have MS?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So there's that too. Okay. So there's that. Mm-hmm. And then see, you got a few things going on, huh?
I got a few things going on. Yeah.
That's not fun. That's not fun at all. Mm-hmm. I hear you. And then as far as your upper back, what's going on there?
Just, you know, kind of pain and fatigue. It's sort of a roving pain. Okay. Yeah.
And what's your current level of pain on that?
Today it's not too bad. I've kind of got a neck pain more today and a headache.
Okay. And what's the level? So I'm just kind of taking inventory of what we got. I don't know if anybody told you or not, but it's not a good plan to get lung cancer. So like that's, you should change that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So bad plan, reverse.
Yeah. So,
you know. All right. So, and we're going to keep it light, of course. That's the goal, because we want to shift into a positive mindset and shift things out. So we're going to just, of course, keep it light. Okay. So, and mm-hmm. ridiculous, which is what we're doing so far. So we'll keep doing that. As far as your upper back, what's your level in your, or I'm sorry, as far as your neck pain and your headache, what's the level there?
Like a 3 or 4. It's not bad today.
Okay. So give me just 1 second. I'm just going to kind of just check in and see what your body's feeling and connect with that. And I think we'll end up working on a couple different pieces, but I'm not sure what. And I know that, and I hear you very much, that the lung cancer part is a part that you want to know. And by the way, how is your breathing?
Fine. I've never really noticed any problems with my breathing.
Okay. And no pressure around your lungs, anything like that?
No.
Okay, great. And bingo. And by the way, how long ago was the lung cancer diagnosis?
February of 2020.
February 2020. Okay, great. And give me 1 second. I'm just going to go ahead and check in. And that. Bingo. And a little bit more information on the lungs, as far as the progression of it and all of that. How is that right now?
It's getting better. I have a scan in a couple of weeks. It's been positive. It's been getting better.
Getting better. Good. All right. So bingo. Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. That. Bingo. And how long ago was your last scan, by the way?
In August.
Okay. All right. So give me 1 second. Yes. Bingo. And so I'm just going to check around and that. Bingo. And if I ask you how nervous you are right now, what's your level?
I mean, I feel like I'm nervous because of my MS, like my muscles are kind of tense, but mentally I don't feel that nervous. So it's a hard question to answer, like maybe 4 or 5.
Hang on, so I have about a six, but we'll go right there. 4-5. Give me 1 second. And bingo. All right. And that's why. Okay. Interesting. All right. All right, so let's go ahead and pause it just for a moment for an insight that might seem to you very insignificant, and yet it's really profound. And so notice when I was checking into her energy, you know, that's what I was doing, is I was looking around, feeling what she was feeling, checking into her energy to see what was going on in her mind programming that needed to be shifted, right? And notice I said the word interesting. Okay, and that's because that's just how I organically feel, like, oh, okay, interesting. And we'll need to shift it. And point being is that that's the way that you want to feel towards anything that you come up with it from your subconscious mind. So in other words, when you notice something that was subconscious that you're now consciously aware of, and you go, oh my God, that programming is there. You'll want to just be like, oh my God, that programming is there. Let me shift it. You know, let me change it. The reason I say that is because there are a lot of people who, when they find some type of mind programming that they don't want, they tend to judge it or feel embarrassed by it or insecure about it or any of those things, or criticize themselves for it or think, who else put it there and I didn't do this. This is my mom's fault or this is my dad's fault or something like that. But it then keeps them from creating that progress and that change that they want to make. And so I want to make sure just to remind your mind that you don't want to do that, because ultimately where we're going to be going today is we're going to be looking at some of the subconscious programming that Julie has, and likely there might be some overlap for you of maybe some types of programming that you have had also, because some of it's kind of common, especially right now, as I mentioned. And so you might see that in your mindset, and then piggyback on this and work on also shifting that in your life. And so you'll want to make sure, of course, not to judge yourself if it is there, but instead just really create that change for your health and your life. All right, so that said, let's go ahead and dive back in with Julie. Bingo. 100%. Bingo. Okay. Interesting. Okay. So I know that top of mind for you, kind of one of the most important things right now feels like the lung cancer, correct?
Yeah. The MS is probably giving me more trouble than the lung cancer symptom wise.
And what's interesting is that when I go to try to feel into the lung cancer, it's actually pointing me back to the MS. It wants to work on that first. Okay.
Okay.
So that makes complete sense. And they're also actually connected. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you mentioned that the MS is giving you a bit more trouble right now. And if I ask you, as far as the symptoms you're experiencing from the MS, what would you say that is?
I have a lot of muscle tension, like in my thighs, and I'm kind of weak and fatigued, and my stomach's going just crazy.
Okay. Okay, so that's where we want to go. Just to let you know on the lung piece, and we'll work on that. But if I ask you, can you see the part of you that's really upset about the MS piece and kind of feeling like you wonder how much your health is going to continue to decline and where you're going to end up with MS? Can you see that part of you that has a lot of fear towards the health decline?
Yes.
So
yes,
that's the part of the lung cancer, is a feeling. So imagine for a moment, if I feel if I feel like I'm trying to take in life and I'm resentful for what's coming, mm-hmm. That's the type of feeling that's going on with the lungs. Okay.
Okay.
And so having an optimistic outlook for the MS and really shifting that is also going to help the lungs. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. So that's where we're going to go. Okay.
Okay.
So, great. So if I ask you to notice the level of tightness in your thighs and mm-hmm. weakness, what would you say that is?
Like a 7 or 8.
Okay. And, is the right one, and I want to see which way you're facing, because I'm feeling you, and it feels like one is worse than the other. If depending upon which way you're facing, it feels like the right side is more tense, more tight than the left. Are you feeling that or no?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yes. And is it your right side that's more tight?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And what level would you give your right side?
Like a 7.
Okay. So that's what I get, about a 7, 7, 8, somewhere in there. And then as far as your left side, what would you say your left side is?
Like a 4 or 5.
Bingo. Okay, great. I'm glad I'm facing the same way. So that's exactly what I have, is about a 4 or 5 right there. So give me 1 second. That. Bingo. Bingo. Okay. So if I ask you, bingo, there we go. If I ask you in life, how much do you feel like, we're going to put this, how much you feel like you have to take fault for everything and are feeling blamed for everything. If I ask you how much you can find that feeling, what would you say that is?
Like a 7.
Okay. Like a 7. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe. I'm going to ask you to picture somebody who feels like everything is their fault or feeling like they're blamed for everything, yada, yada. And I'm going to ask you to notice how that feels. And I'm going to ask you to picture you continue to attract that type of pattern. So you would agree that we attract different types of patterns in our lives and we see those show up over and over and over again, right?
Right.
So if I ask you how long you've been experiencing that feeling, how long would you say that is?
A long time, probably greater than 20 years.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. Okay. And I want you to picture creating that for another 20 or 40 years. Or.
Doesn't look.
Go ahead if you want. You're powerful. Your thoughts will create your life. So go ahead and keep doing that if you want. Or you could change it. I mean, it's up to you. Right?
Okay.
What would you like?
To change it.
To change it. Great. So just for a moment, I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I know I'm being a little facetious or a little silly with that. And it's because, again, I want you to take in the awareness also that you're the power in this. So as far as creating patterns and all of that, like, have you listened to some of the past episodes?
Yes.
Yes. And have you seen how different people have different things that show up in different ways? Have you seen that pretty clearly?
Yes.
Look at how freaking incredible we all are, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And have you seen that some of the past episodes, people have different patterns than you've had?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Totally, right? So just for a moment, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. And I want you to notice that they can change their patterns and you can change yours. So notice the difference between them. And it's different from what you're experiencing. And if they change their patterns, can you see that they will change their life?
Yes.
Great. And so if Julie changes her patterns, can you see it will change her life?
Yes.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you, when would you like to change that?
Immediately.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe that in. I'm going to ask you again, when would you like to change that?
Now.
Now. Awesome. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you, are you willing to change?
Yes.
Are you willing to do the work to change?
Yes.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. Okay. So we're going to go to a little sensitive spot. Okay. So I want you to notice if you can find the feeling of feeling a bit sorry for yourself. Can you feel that feeling?
Sure. Yeah.
Great. I love your self-awareness. I love it. Beautiful. So I'm going to ask you to breathe for a moment. And I want you to picture for a moment that you are 85 years old and you're still feeling sorry for yourself. How does it go?
I'm not happy and suffering from symptoms.
Yeah. There you go. And well, how great is your life? If you're in that place, if you picture anybody who's 85 years old, who's feeling bad for themselves, how's your life?
Not good.
Not good, right? But if I ask you how much you'd rather be an empowered being and conscious and consciously creating your life and consciously manifesting a better and better life and really creating that change, how much would you like to do that instead?
Very much.
Very much. Now, let me ask you, honestly, you're a pretty smart woman, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You are. I can feel that from you. Okay. I picked that up too. I pick up all the positive things that we look at shifting the negative things. I see some beautiful things in you as well. Okay. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe. And if I ask you in this lifetime, do you really want to figure out how to use your mind to really create a better life?
Yes.
Yes. And bingo. And knowing that you're also very smart, you feel like you could actually do that and tap into that and get it.
Yes.
Yeah. So just for a moment, I'm going to ask you to breathe and take that in. And so if I told you that feeling bad for yourself, it's one of those patterns that you really want to give up. Like that's like those sympathy patterns are bad for yourself or anything like that. We really want to give those up. And by the way, when I was in my injury, I felt like, I mean, especially the first like year or two when I was in this accident and felt like, oh my God, my entire life was taken away by somebody who did something and blah, blah, blah. Like I wasn't in the greatest spot either. So there's no judgment on it. I'm just saying you got to give it up. Right?
Right.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And if I ask you, are you willing to change?
Yes.
Great. And so I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to push a little bit, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm going to push on the sensitive spot. I'm going to say, how much are you going to feel sorry for yourself right now? 0 to 10.
4.
4. Okay. And if I ask you, are you willing to give that up?
Yes.
Okay. So, bingo. If I ask you 0 to 10, how much you're willing to take in the awareness that you're powerful and you're amazing and you can do this, 0 to 10, how much are you willing to take that in?
Like an 8.
Like an 8. Could you take it in at a 10? I want you to think about this for a moment. Did you hear the episode? So if we think back to episodes, have you heard, episode number 5? There was a woman who was supine, bedridden for 6 years. She's now happy, healthy, and running marathons and traveling and all kinds of things. Did you hear that one?
I did not.
Okay. So strongly recommend that one. Did you hear episode number 10? That was the one with the woman who had a tumor in her throat that we worked for 1 hour and she showed up for surgery the next day and the tumor was gone. And the doctor was like, I've never seen anything like this because they had just taken an MRI. And so it was there and it was gone. And did you listen to that one?
No, I did not. I've listened to more of your more recent ones.
Perfect. Perfect. And so just for a moment, I'm going to ask you to breathe. If they can do it, can you do it?
Yes.
Great. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to bring in the feeling that you are freaking amazing. All right. So let's go ahead and pause it for a few really powerful insights. And first and foremost, I love this woman. I mean, she's just so precious, amazing self-awareness, really great self-honesty, just really, really impressive. Also, notice I just asked her to bring in the feeling and the awareness that she's amazing. Notice that I'm not giving her any sympathy, and consciously, she likely doesn't want it anyways, but the thing of it is that if I did express some type of sympathy or feeling bad for her, that it would actually reinforce the very pattern that she needs to shift. And so my point being is that if you're working on shifting a pattern, you'll want to make sure that you're not reinforcing it and that you're not having people around you who are reinforcing the very pattern, because I see this all of the time. And the reality of it is that people really don't understand the mind. I mean, I even see practitioners or doctors who are reinforcing the very pattern all of the time. It's common. And so you'll want to make sure that you're using your mind and aware of your patterns and being sure not to reinforce them. So that is key. By the way, speaking of which, if you caught it, the energy from her lung cancer, that link that's going on in her mind, as I mentioned, is connected to the energy of the MS, and which has to do with her stress towards the future and what's going to happen. And by the way, this can be common for people with severe illnesses, that they can have a feeling of extreme like doom and gloom of where they're going moving forward. And of course, I get it. I mean, I was there. I had that picture of doom and gloom with my own health. And I had to, of course, change that. But what can happen for people is they can have this feeling of feeling like, you know, I'd rather die than end up disabled and a mess and blah, blah, blah. And what can happen is that that can manifest in their lives where they start ending up with some type of terminal issue or different things like that that then come up. And so point being is that when you're really working on healing, you'll want to remember that you really got to create an authentic change, which, by the way, leads to the next key insight. And likely with this insight, you've probably heard it before in some area of your life, I'm sure, but it's the point that if others can do it, so can you. And so your mind might want to just skip over it and say, well, you know, if others can do it, so can you. However, this was something that was really powerful in my life in going through my injury, is that I kept that awareness that it was possible. And for me, that was continuously looking at placebo information and going, you know what, the mind somehow has the ability. It does. Like, it's a fact that somehow the mind can do it. And, you know, looking at other things, and I was like, you know what, if it's possible, and we know that the mind has this healing ability, then I'm going to figure it out. And I was so committed to figuring it out. And of course, you know, my background in network engineering and operations helped me a lot because it was troubleshooting the network of the mind and all of that. So it really was helpful. But reminding my mind that it was that it was possible was really powerful for me. And that is part of the reason that I do this podcast, is so people can see over and over and over, yes, it's possible. Yes, with knee pain. Yes, with this. Yes, with that. I mean, you see all these different types of ailments that are other people are experiencing, and you start to really take in, our minds are freaking incredible, you know? And so just the more you get it in and the more you're aware of that, the more it creates a feeling of determination. Like, I'm gonna do this. It is possible. And then, of course, it's about taking the right steps also, because let's be honest, there are a lot of people in spirituality. I mean, you've probably even heard people on past episodes who have been studying metaphysics for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years of their lives who are still stuck in multiple areas of their life and their health. That is, unfortunately, the most common. And so, of course, you won't just want to get yourself hyped up over and over and say, I know it's possible. I mean, of course, yes, you want to do that, but you also want to make sure to do the right things, which is creating that shift in your mind and really being willing to look at things in a different way. And so that said, that's where we're going as we step back in with Julie. And I want you to picture next year and the year after that, you're feeling like you're amazing and you're really incredible and you love who you are. And next year and the year after and the year after and the year after and tomorrow and next week and the week after and all of that, how much do you want to have that life?
Like a 10.
Like a 10. Great. Can you bring in that feeling then? You are freaking
yes.
Amazing. Great. I'm going to ask you to bring that in. And what if, like, a week from now, people were looking at you and be like, I don't want to even feel sorry for you, Julie. I want to feel like you're freaking amazing, because you are. Look at you. You're so amazing.
Yeah.
Would you be okay with that?
Yes.
Great. Someone asked you to take in that feeling. And what if nobody is blaming you or trying, you're feeling like you're blamed or at fault for blah, 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 for anything? It's just not even there. How would that feel?
Great.
What's that?
Great.
I'm going to ask you to take in that feeling. I'm going to ask you to take in that feeling of how great that would feel. You look around in your life, you look around and nobody's blaming you for anything.
That's silly. Great. I'm going to ask you to breathe. And instead, everybody's just feeling like you're amazing. Are you okay with that?
Yes.
Great. I'm going to ask you to breathe it in. Good. Good, good. And how much would you resent life, by the way? If life looks like that, how resentful would you be?
Zero.
Zero, right? So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you, are you willing to let go of resentment?
Yes.
Bingo. Because imagine for a moment, if I told you I resent life and I feel resentful towards life and I feel bad for myself and I feel resentful for life, how does my life look? If I keep those patterns, how does my life look 5 years from now?
Horrible.
Horrible, right? So if I ask you, do you want to manifest that in your life?
Yes.
It being bad and horrible?
No.
I get it. Maybe a little confusing there, but anyway, so you got it, right? So imagine for a moment, if I said, oh my God, I feel amazing. I feel so blessed in life. I feel so lucky and so empowered. How does my life look 5 years from now?
Great.
Great. And so if I ask you, how do you want to feel right now?
Vital and energetic.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe for a moment. Bingo. If I ask you the tightness in your right leg, what's your level, 0 to 10?
Like a 4.
Like a 4, right? Just for a moment. Who did that, by the way?
I did.
You did. So it went from like a 7, 8 to like a 4. So almost halfway down, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. So how amazing are you?
Amazing.
You're amazing, right? So I'm going to ask you to breathe in. If I ask you, you want to keep going?
Yes.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you to take in that you're amazing, if you want. Further, even more, even more. Bring it up, bring it up, bring it up. Okay, so right now I got about a level 3. I'm going to ask you to bring it even higher.
God, really? Okay.
Yep, so even more. Bring it up higher and higher. Nice. Bingo, now I got about a 6. Really, really awesome. Even more. You're amazing. Take it in. Good. Good, good job with your energy. Really, really good. Impressive. And by the way, level of tightness in your right leg, what's your level, 0 to 10?
Oh, I'd still say it's a 4.
Okay. And if I ask you your left leg, what's your level?
Like a 2.
That's what I have, is that one about a 2. There we go. And bingo. All right. And that one didn't move. And the 4 didn't go down further. And there's one piece. Let me grab it. Give me 1 second. All right, so let's go ahead and pause it just for a quick moment because I want to make sure that I'm being clear right here, and it could be a bit confusing because I just said to her, you know what, there's one more piece, let me grab it. And let me explain that. First and foremost, I'm not trying to physically grab anything or grab at anything. What I meant was, is that there's another piece of mind programming in her energy that I need to find. And so that's what I was saying right there, is, okay, what is that other piece? Let me get it. Let me figure it out, is basically what I was saying. And, you know, if you've heard me work with people on past episodes, you've probably heard me say at some point in time that anytime there's some type of health issue, that it's always like multiple ingredients. That the easiest way to illustrate it, you know, is if you think about a cake. If you're making a cake and you just have flour, you can't make a cake. But if you have flour and mix it with eggs and butter and yada, yada, then you can make a cake. And so obviously a health issue is not a cake. but point being is that there are multiple ingredients. And so when I said there's one more piece, let me grab it, I was basically saying there's another ingredient in here that we haven't gotten yet that we need to get. And so that's where we're going, but I just wanted to make sure to be clear. And by the way, as I step back into the session with Julie and I bring up this other piece, she's really brilliant about the awareness of it. And so you'll want to notice that. And basically, she says, you know, yes, she can find that feeling of the other ingredient, this other piece, but it doesn't make any logical sense. And so I just love her self-awareness, just brilliant. And I want you to notice that as we step back in, because it's really profound. And so that said, let's go ahead and dive back in with Julie. All right. If I can ask you, how much can you find the feeling of feeling like everybody's mad at me in the past? 0 to 10, what's your level?
Well, I don't know that I believe that, but a 4.
Okay. So 4. So you can find the feeling, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so, and by the way, if there's any way to just set your headset, it's making a little bit of noise.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Sorry.
It's okay. And if it's easy, no worries.
Yeah.
Ah, much better. Thank you. It's perfect. Mm-hmm. All right. So, bingo. Okay. So just for a moment, I'm going to ask you to breathe. I want you to think about how silly it is that everybody's mad at you. That, like, that isn't even, not everybody's mad at you. How
correct.
Silly that is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask you to breathe for a moment. Bingo. And by the way, I feel that feeling at about a 6. Though, even though I know it makes no sense, I can see that, but the feeling is there, right? Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe.
Okay.
And I'm going to push a little bit. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If I ask you 0 to 10, how much is everybody mad at you? How much is it even true? What?
Well, I would say it's nobody's mad at me, but.
Great. We're going to say that again. What?
Nobody's mad at me.
What?
Nobody.
Yeah. Can you take that in for a moment? Can you take that in? Feel that? Okay. Breathe. Okay. So I'm going to push again. And if I say, all right, so 0 to 10, how much is everybody really mad at you?
0.
Great. Take that in for a moment and see how silly that is.
Yep.
I'm going to ask you to breathe. Good. Good, good. I'm going to ask you to breathe. Great. And I'm going to ask you to notice the level in your right leg. What's your level?
Oh, I'd still say like a 4.
Okay. So is that about a... about a 3.2. So I should go down a little bit. Give me 1 second. That. 1 sec. That. Bingo. Okay. And so here we go. So we're going to push a little bit more. Okay. And so if I ask you 0 to 10, and actually, can you give me your first initial, your mom's first initial?
R.
Bingo. Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. If I ask you how much she's mad at you or blaming you for things, how much would you say that is?
Like a 2.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Okay. And I'm going to ask you to just notice for a moment that that's her own stuff. Like that's her stuff. That's not your stuff. You don't have to take the thing. So watch this. Is if somebody comes in, they try to give you a gift and it's like a not so, it's a, it's a, like it's a piece of trash. Okay. Do you have to accept the piece of trash?
No.
No, you could just simply not accept it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So just for a moment, I want you to notice the feeling of feeling blame or whatever from your mom. Okay. And I want you to notice that. And just for a moment, realizing that you don't actually have to accept it. You don't have to accept that piece of trash.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. I'm going to ask you to feel what it feels like to not actually accept that. And just let it be her stuff. So okay. I ask you to breathe. Good. Good job with your energy. And 0 to 10, how much would you like to accept that piece of trash?
0.
0. Great. Can you take that in?
Yes.
And how great does it feel to realize that you don't actually have to accept that piece of trash?
Great.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to feel that. Bingo. And what would it feel like to just move
on with your mom and blah, 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 and continue on to different topics and subjects and just move on while simultaneously not accepting any trash that she might want to give or whatnot, that you can keep going, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. Good. Good, good. Level in your legs, 0 to 10.
Let's say it's a 3.
Okay. And the left leg?
Like a 1.
That's what I have, is about a 1 in the left. Great. So I got a 1 there. Bang, bingo, about a 3 there. So I've got exactly the same as you. Give me just 1 second. Now, by the way, just for a moment, if you think about it, left was a 4, 5 and the right was 7, 8, right?
Mm-hmm.
How amazing are you?
Amazing.
Okay. So if I asked you that this was going to need to be your new way of being, that you're feeling amazing, you're letting go of the negative, of feeling bad, of feeling at fault, of those things. If I asked you, if you're willing to really, really make these changes and step into them fully, would you say yes? Or would you say that you're going to want to go back into the negative and blah, blah, blah?
I would say yes, but every time I start to have symptoms, I find myself falling back into it. So it's something okay. I'm going to have to work at.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. And by the way, who's releasing the symptoms right now?
I am.
You are. Okay. So if you think about it, if somebody said, yes, every time things don't work, I get really frustrated, and then I get frustrated, and then things really don't work. And then I get more frustrated because they really don't work. Can you see the spiral?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Totally. By the way, this is the thing. Like with me, when I was going through my injury, anytime that I had more stress, then I would tense up more, which my issue had to do with my nervous system and extreme pain going throughout my body. So then it would just pinch everything even more, like burning and pain even more. And so I had to actually teach myself to relax, to be able to work. Like there was a lot of things going on, right? Mm-hmm. So if I ask you, bingo, if I ask you to breathe.
All right, so let's go ahead and pause this and really break it down and add some clarity, because this also could be a bit confusing. Because I mentioned in my own life that, you know, the more stress that I had, that the more it was like pinching my nerves and creating pain and all of that. Now, I just use the word stress, but if I break it down even more, what I was experiencing was a lot of feelings of fear. And that was like my trigger. And so if you think about it for a moment, there I am with my trigger being fear. Meanwhile, my life felt like it was falling apart. You know, I was fearful of how I was going to even pay my bills on disability, not being able to afford my whole house payments. I mean, and it had been going on for years like this. And so I had a lot of fear and a lot of different things going on. And so if you think about it for a moment, for me to then change that feeling of fear and get out of that feeling genuinely, it took some effort. It took real, real conscious change and really understanding my mind and working with it to genuinely feel differently, not just consciously, but in my subconscious mind, to where it really, of course, changed my life. And so that's one point that you want to pull from this, is that, you know, that emotion can feel like something that's really big to change, and many times does. And ultimately, you'll want to make sure to really just follow through to create that change. And I know all the time you'll see me work with people and create change in minutes, and you see all kinds of shifts happen and all of that. But to get real results and lasting results, you've got to make sure to get that programming in the mind. And so that's exactly what I did, you know, is worked on really shifting it. And of course, there were a few other ingredients as well, but fear was one of my main triggers. And, you know, not to go too deeply into it, but part of what set off my injury, I mean, I had a physical accident and a physical car accident, a physical fall. So I had that, but it was also the events of 9/11. And so basically that a lot of fear got in my mind, and also a feeling of expecting to die was very deep in my subconscious mind. I didn't even consciously realize it was there. And so, you know, there was just a lot of different emotions going on. And so that said, anything that created fear for me became an additional trigger for my health. And so, again, point being is that the very emotion that you really need to shift can take effort and really understanding your mind. But one of the first things that you need to do to create that change is get perspective. And so notice, by the way, she's already getting a different perspective. So a different paradigm shift is starting to take place. And that is key. And actually, so that said, you know, what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to go ahead and stop the session right here and give you time to really digest the information. Because right now, you know, we're about halfway through. She's gone from a level 7-8 in the right side down to a level 3. And on the left, she went from a 4-5 down to a level 1 in the other leg. And so you can see that's creating that shift. And so that said, we do have more pieces of the puzzle to open up, but I don't want to overwhelm you with information. So ultimately, what I feel like would be best is to go ahead and pause it right here. And I'd love for you to think about one pattern or insight that you can take from this and really start bringing in to your own life. And so, you know, maybe it's a feeling of feeling like you are taking on blame for things. You know, maybe you're blaming yourself or taking on blame from others for things. And maybe you start to have some self-awareness around that where you're really going to shift it. So maybe that's it. Or maybe during this time with COVID and everything else going on, maybe you've fallen into a pattern of feeling bad for yourself, you know, feeling sorry and bad for yourself where you are. You know, I know that there are a lot of people who've fallen into that energy. And of course, you don't want to live in that energy. And so if that's you, then you'll want to go ahead and look at really shifting that and saying, I'm not going to feel sorry for myself. I am going to feel impressed and amazed with who I am. And so maybe that one's for you. And so maybe you think to yourself and you say, you know what? What you're going to do is you're really going to bring in the feeling that you are amazing and really get that in so it becomes your new norm. And so maybe that's it. Or maybe you're in a place similar to where I was, where, you know, you're reminding your mind every day that, yes, we really can heal. It really is possible. And maybe you are in that place. And so maybe what you'll want to do is go through past episodes and see people healing themselves from all kinds of stuff. I mean, people bringing their eyesight back or pain gone or IBS or, you know, walking or tumors or, I mean, all kinds of things. But maybe that's what you'll want to reinforce into your mind. And so either way, guys, there's just so many different nuggets here. And a lot of these things can affect many, many people. And so for that reason, let's go ahead and wrap up here. And the second half of the episode, which is really fun and also extremely insightful, we'll be listening to that and really diving into that next week. But for now, again, I strongly recommend taking just one thing and really seeing how much you can implement that in your life over the next week. All right, so that said, kind of also circling back to the very beginning, remembering to celebrate something, enjoy, connect with others, even if it's just, you know, virtually connect with others, but feel connected, celebrate, continue to put in the positive, and make sure to focus on your one thing and really get it in. All right, that said, guys, on the next episode, we'll take it to the next level. I look forward to seeing you there. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. I love connecting with you. And if you love the show or you learned something, please be sure to hit the subscribe button and make sure to share it with the people around you. The more you share it, the more we can change our world for the better. Also, I love hearing from you. If you'd like to send me any questions or comments, please visit me at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctor. Instead, you'll want to continue to work with them and make it your goal to blow their mind with what you are capable of with your mind. Thank you.